With us now is Sue Daly. She's the head of Big Data Cloud and Mobile at Tech UK. This is an organisation that represents over 850 technology companies. Sue, David Willetts was obviously banging the drum for Britain there, but big data is an international phenomenon, of course.
That's correct. And I think the UK is in a great world leading position in terms of what we're doing with big data so far. But you're right, it is global. Big data, or data as we know, is the digital currency that powers our digital economy all the way around the world. And we can see examples of big data in action wherever you may be. For example, if it's finding your name on that fizzy Coke or drinks bottle, or turning on your digital TV and finding that movie or that box set that you've been talking about or hearing about all day long. The CERN Hadron Collider, for example, is using big data technologies and tools to find the answers to our universe. So yes, it is a global phenomenon.
David Willetts said famously there, 5 years of data adds up to more than all of mankind's endeavours previous to that time. What's driving that?
Well, it's true. We see that it's estimated that 90% of the world's data today was created in the last 2 years alone. But I would say it's not just the volume of the data that's really important or what's different perhaps now. It's the coming together of different types of data all in real time. And that's a really significant difference.
And technology?
And also having the advanced technological tools and solutions that the technology industry is developing and making available, that organizations can find those insights, that knowledge, that data needle in a data haystack that enables them to use data more creatively. But that wouldn't be possible either without cloud computing that enables all that data to be stored and processed and managed.
You better explain what the cloud computing concept is and what that means.
So cloud computing is a term for the ability of organizations to gain access to really complex, high-powered computing resources on demand, 24/7, delivered direct to your mobile device or you at home or at work.
I suppose one other way of looking at this is to say, well, I could have a very powerful computer at home and I could install loads of software on it to use that software once a week to work out my tax return or something. On the other hand, I could rely on a very good computer running that same piece of software somewhere in the middle of nowhere, let it grind through that data and then return to me the results that I need to put into my tax return without me having to actually do any of that processing locally.
Yeah, I think it's really important to remember that big data technologies and tools are not just for the large, big, huge companies or multinational organizations. And the cloud is really enabling us all to take advantage of the big data revolution.
Can you give us some examples of how industry and academe, perhaps, are using this technology and this sort of resource, which is now come of age for all of us?
So there's some great examples of organizations that are using cloud computing. For example, you might be listening this in a room that you booked through Airbnb. That's using cloud computing. You might be listening to this in your car that you ordered over Uber. These, again, are examples of organizations that are using the ability and agility and flexibility of cloud computing, the ability to scale up their IT resources and scale down their IT resources as and when they need it.
I was talking the other day to someone who owns a major supermarket chain in another country. And interestingly, he said to me, having introduced a customer loyalty card, they now know who shops where, they know what they buy, they know what volumes of things they buy when, and they're even talking about saying, well, we then know when someone moves to another city temporarily or goes on holiday, they've got techniques they're developing to ping them a message and lure them into the shop locally so that even though they're on holiday, they still nonetheless do their weekly shop with that company.
Yeah, so I think the way that companies and organizations are using data, so you're using big data tools and techniques to gain that insight, that knowledge from structured and unstructured data coming together that can then be turned into value. So that might be reducing costs, it might be driving efficiency, but more importantly, what's the value to us in terms of systems? And as you say, when you're away from holiday, you can still get goods and products and services that are tailored to your likes and dislikes and meet your need. It's helping to make all our digital lives a little bit easier.
Where do you think this is going next? Where's the next big thing? What is going to be the real outcome from big data from an industrial and corporate point of view?
So when I look to the future, it's a really exciting time. We've got the coming of age of the big data revolution. But combined with that, as we've just talked about, the power of cloud computing now, bring that together with the emergence and the rise of the Internet of Things. So the Internet moving away from computers and the Internet into everyday devices, whether that's wearables, your smart oven or your smart heaters at home. I think it's a really exciting time. And I think big data's very much at the heart of the UK's digital future.
Thank you. Sue Daly from Tech UK.